Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Our guest on today's This Week in America, Raymond Fledgate, has spent over 35 years of study in order to gain a better understanding of why we really are here, why we come to Earth. Basically, his book, As It Is, deals with the meaning of life. The discoveries unfold as you read the pages of his book. You find out why you are sent to Earth and the reason you have not one life, but many. As It Is will guide you and give you an understanding that will leave no doubt about the place you have in this universe. Raymond was in his early 20s when he realized that there was much more to life than society was offering, so he took it upon himself to find the truth about why we are in this world. After studying various religions, he was led towards meditation as well as contemplation, through which he gained a better understanding of why we need to be on the earth. Now he teaches students this newfound knowledge, and through his energy healing practice, he teaches the importance of life force energy. From the UK, Raymond Fledgate, the author of As It is our guest on This Week in America. Raymond, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
It is a fascinating book, and I mentioned in the beginning that you were in your 20s and you realized, and you talk about it in the book, that you had a fundamental understanding of why we're in this world, but you wanted more, and you went into deep study to answer that question. What motivated you to look for a deeper meaning? So many people just sort of take it at face value and go on with their lives. What was it that made you want to find out more?
I didn't want to die, basically. I think I was afraid of death. So I decided to look into the matter a little bit more seriously. And when I found out the truth, I'm no longer afraid of death.
Now, I mentioned in the beginning that you find that we don't have one life, because most of us think when we're dead, we're dead. That's the end. Through all of your study, you think that you'll come back. So death is not really something we fear then, is it?
When you're dead, you're dead. That's what people, there's a growing number of people that are believing that this is true. There would be no point to life if you came here. And most of the time, people suffer on this world. They don't have a good time all the time. There'd be no point to coming to this world if when you die, everything you suffered for is not going to matter at all.
Right.
You know, you're going to be dead. I realized that wasn't the case. Even logically, you can say that if you die, if you don't get another life, there'd be no point to the first life that you lived here.
You'll find this and much more. It's a fascinating book. It's called As It Is. Raymond G. Fledgate is the author. You'll find the book available at bookventure.com, available, of course, at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talk in the book As It Is. This is basically 35 years of study, and I get the impression that study is probably continuing. Is every day sort of a new learning experience for you?
Yes, absolutely. I haven't stopped learning, since I finished this book, I've learned so much more, which I've put down in my next book. When we come here to learn, the learning just continues, and there's one lifetime is not enough time to learn everything that there is to learn. This actually goes on for a number of lifetimes.
Sort of a continuation then of trying to answer those questions. You used meditation and contemplation techniques and ask a number of questions to get further insights. Talk about the role of meditation. In fact, you've got breathing and meditation equals relaxation. Talk about the importance of all of those and helping us understand some of these questions.
Yes, okay. Breathing, we'll start with breathing first. Breathing, most people don't breathe correctly, not just in the UK, but I'm talking about worldwide. the reason for breathing is to bring oxygen into the body, and oxygen is the fuel for the organs, including the brain. Relaxation, breathing is the catalyst for relaxation. You cannot relax properly if you're breathing incorrectly. And the meditation is to focus your mind. Meditation is just exercise for the brain. We exercise our body, but not very many people in this world exercise the brain as well. I found also that by breathing incorrectly, especially the brain, if it doesn't get the full quota of oxygen, then it doesn't function properly. And we can see this when we try to remember things. Things just go out of our mind. Our concentration levels are very low, generally, and our clarity of thought is not very clear. And this is to do with lack of oxygen in the brain. I've also discovered that when we don't breathe correctly, we don't get enough oxygen for the rest of the organs in the body either. This means that if they don't get the right amount of fuel, then they're under stress. And they can work under stress for a number of years. And eventually, then they start to become diseased and they start to break down. And we see diseases like cancer and diabetes and so on coming in, because breathing is the most important thing that we do. We can't live without it. If we don't do it correctly, then we're sort of just having doing it in half measures. We only get half the amount of oxygen that we actually need. That the body needs.
That's from the book As It Is, the author Raymond Fledgate joining us from the UK on today's program. The information on the book is available at bookventure.com at the bookstore. Books available at Amazon. You'll get information from our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Interesting, in the book you talk about ancient civilizations had the knowledge and the ability to change the course of their lives at will. So often I think we sort of like follow along in our lives. We're leading rather than following rather than leading. Talk about that, because you've got a chapter in there in the book where you say basically we create our own reality. Talk about the influence we have into the direction our life takes, and we can achieve what we want even though we think we can't sometimes.
Yes, when we come to this world and other worlds that we visit, the universe is a big place. We're only now discovering that there are other planets, and the next discovery will be that there are life on these other planets. When we come to this world, we come here specifically to learn. There is no other reason for us to be here. This is not our home. This is like a school. I'll give you an example. Just say, for instance, that you came here to learn what it's like to be poor, financially poor, and ill for a lot of your life. Now, these are lessons, sort of lessons that we come here for. Now, if you're born into a poor family, then you're getting a head start. You will learn what it's like to be poor from a very early age. As you become responsible for your own life, when it's time to leave home, you'll find that doesn't matter what you do in life, you can never make enough money or own enough things to make a difference to your life. You're always poor, basically. This is a life lesson. You can't change the life lesson, but you can change your reality to make things a little bit easier for yourself, because we don't have to have a terrible life just because we're poor. You can change, say, your life by making it a little bit happier. You could have health. You could be healthy. You could be anything you want in life. Have peace of mind, except you're poor. But if you've got these things like happiness, peace of mind, and you're quite satisfied with living in that particular situation, then you wouldn't necessarily care that you're not wealthy. So you can change that reality to those things, but you can't change the reality to make yourself rich, because that's not the lesson you've come here to learn. I don't know if that's makes
yes,
much sense.
Yes, that's fascinating. It makes perfect sense. It's in the book As It Is. Raymond Fludgate, the author, is our guest on the program. You also touch in the book very interesting question that many people struggle with. Who is God? That's a chapter that you have in the book. And the book is not about religion. It's much more than that. Talk about that chapter and who is God? And you touch on prayers and your conscience in that chapter as well.
Right. First of all, who is God? I don't know. And nobody knows. We're taught by our religious leaders that we must obey God, we must pray to God. Nobody really knows who God is. Our God is our higher self. This takes it into a different sort of a different meaning. If you don't know what the higher self is, then you're not going to understand what I'm saying. We I try and explain it. We come down to this world and we are a part of our higher self. We are a small part of the higher self that comes into the human body and is the consciousness of that body. When we come into the body, we are the consciousness that animates the body. And the body is specific in its uses. It's here just for us to come in so that we could live on this world. If you can imagine that God is some person so remote from us that we would not understand, even if they explained the concept of God, it would just go over our heads. So when we pray to God, we're not actually praying to the God Almighty. And I'm not saying I don't believe in God. I do believe that there is a supreme being. But we are actually praying to our higher self. The higher self is where we come from. That is as close to God as we can get. We're in constant contact with the higher self. We learn this by our conscience. When we're doing something that we know we shouldn't be doing, or when we're doing or not doing something that we know we should be doing, it plays on our conscience. And that conscience is the higher self guiding us to change what we're doing. When we can ask the higher self questions and we will receive answers. We're not actually talking to God. We're talking to the higher self. That may be difficult for people to understand if they haven't heard this before. And it goes a lot deeper than that. It took a long time for me to learn this.
Yes.
And it's difficult to explain everything in a couple of minutes.
Well, and it's unfair to ask you to do that. You're touching the surface, and you'll find out so much more in the book As It Is by Raymond Fludgate. But he did a very nice job of bringing that concept, and we hear that a lot. Higher self, exactly what does that mean? Time going by way too quickly. A few minutes left in the program. I mentioned in the beginning the importance of life force energy, life force energy. Again, putting you on the spot with only a couple minutes to define that, which is, again, unfair of me to do that. But basically, what are we talking about when we talk about life force energy?
Okay. Life force is something that everybody's got. It's what keeps us alive. We might know life force energy a little bit better as chi. I don't know if you've heard the term of chi.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. we've got chi in our body. Everybody's got chi in the body. Because of the lifestyle that we live, everybody's rushing around. Everything is quite frantic. We're under a lot of stress most of the time. The chi levels in our body generally are quite low. The body uses chi to heal itself. We have a self-healing body, and it uses the chi to heal the ailments and the injuries that we get. For instance, if you go if you break your arm, you go to the hospital, they would, you know, straighten it, and they would put a plaster on there for about 6 to 8 weeks, and they'd say, come back and we'll take it off then. When you go away, the body starts to heal using chi. It starts to knit the bones together. This is what chi does. Without chi, we would be dead. Simple as that. You can cultivate chi in your body by doing certain exercises. And I do talk about exercises a lot when I'm talking to people. Most people consider exercises to be, you know, jumping up and down, running, yes, that sort of thing, weightlifting and so on. They're the wrong kind of exercises. For about 20 odd years now, I've been a teacher of Tai Chi and also Qigong. And I teach people how they can cultivate more chi in their body. When they do this, they're less likely to become ill, because the body is a self-healing unit using the chi to heal itself. We get chi from our food, but unfortunately a lot of the food most people eat today is processed food. They haven't got enough time to cook or anything, so they just warm it up in the microwave.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, this doesn't contain any chi. This food is dead food. Vegetables, fruit, nuts, seeds, that sort of thing, they contain the large portion of chi when they're eaten fresh. And this is how we can cultivate more chi in our body, by doing exercise and by eating the correct things.
Yes.
And also by breathing. When we breathe correctly, using the diaphragm, most people top breathe. They when they're breathing, they lift their shoulders up and down every time they breathe. They're not giving their body enough oxygen. With this oxygen, when we breathe it in, comes the chi. So that's another way of cultivating chi in our body. Chi is very important. If we don't have any, then we die. As we get older, we get less chi in our body also.
I'm taking notes and talking about that part of it there, as we get older with less chi, and I need to keep that in mind. We sort of end where we started in talking about breathing. Something simple as breathing, if done properly, can increase the quality of your life. It's a fascinating book. As it is, the author is Raymond Floodgate. The book's available at bookventure.com of the bookstore. Available at Amazon. Raymond's website, and you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, is life2thefull.co.uk. That will be active again here very shortly. The book is available wherever books are sold. Basically, you'll find more information at Book Venture. Raymond, a pleasure. I wish we had more time. So much great life-altering information you've got in the book As It Is. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Lovely being on the program. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Once again, the book As It Is, Raymond Floodgate, our guest on the program. Information at bookventure.com, as well as Amazon. And, of course, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.